Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. It has been an incredulous day, beautiful, absolutely stunning here in New Hampshire. We get a lot of rain, and I was very pleased that most of the fathers in the area were able to celebrate this glorious Father's Day under 81 degrees and full sun, blue skies, and most of the guys were probably out on the beach or on the golf course just enjoying the stunning weather. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are, you know, fathers because of birth or fathers that have adopted children or men who have a fatherly role, grandfathers, uncles, anyone who, you know, acts in that fatherly role. I know as a single mom, we tend to have to be mother and father. So, you know, let's celebrate today in the gloriness of parenthood. And that is very exciting, I think. So to all, happy Father's Day. Chloe and I have had adventures after adventures after adventures, as you know, and I'm actually sitting in the car waiting for her, and so we're going to have the show. It's going to be a little different tonight because, well, I'm sitting in the car instead of in the house. Tonight, I'm really pleased and thrilled to introduce to you Janet Nestor. She's the author of Mindful Pathways. She's a woman. She's all about self-help. She is inspirational, motivational, healing, and strangely enough, as this world gets smaller and smaller for me, she knows some of my buddies, and my buddies know her. So when I announced that she was going to be on the show, everybody got all excited, and they're like, oh, Janet's great. She's fabulous. So no pressure, Janet. I know you can hear me. She is also a licensed counselor and a diplomat in energy psychology. Janet Nestor is committed to her work in personal empowerment and positive living. She uses a variety of energy psychology techniques. She's a soul detective, so maybe she can detect my soul. I'm going to challenge her on that. And she wants to recreate and reconnect you to your joyful essence, as we all do. So, without further ado, I'm going to try to pull her on my little phone. Good evening, Miss Janet. How are you?
Hi, Rusty. I'm great.
Great. Can you hear me okay?
Great. Pardon?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay. So if you want to have a conversation with Janet and check in with her, ask her a question or two, feel free to dial 347-205-9443. So, Janet, no pressure, but who are you and what do you do?
Well, I could answer that a million trillion different ways. But, you know, we exist on many levels, so I'll just start with the spiritual. I see myself as a soul first, and my body's on loan to me for this lifetime. So that's how I perceive myself in the world, as a soul first. On the physical plane, on my everyday life, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a grandmother, an author, a teacher, all those kinds of things. I believe in laughter and smiles. I believe in loving life and finding your joy. All those things are very important to me. On a professional level, I'm a licensed professional counselor. People tell me that I'm an expert in anxiety and stress management and reduction and elimination. My practice today, rather than in an office, is primarily on Skype and phone. And then the thing that I love to do that some people don't know about me and some people do, I'm a natural intuitive and a spiritual channel. Been intuitive most of my life, or all the life that I can remember, I'll say it that way. And I had my first conversation with a relative who had passed to the other side when I was about 12, 13, 14 years old. I don't remember the exact day. And time, but that's who I am. I'm a lot of different things.
What did you want to be when you growed up?
be a nurse. I had my stepfather's sister was a nurse, and she gave me all her, you know, she gave me a hat and one of her little aprons and all those kinds of things. So I was definitely charmed with nursing.
So you wanted to be a nurse, which is a healing art, you know. So
It is.
That makes a lot of sense. I find it interesting. My little girl moment was an oceanographer. I've always had this visual person, and I love the ocean. It's very soothing, the water. And I turned out to be a life coach and this fabulous international radio talk show host and author and all these other things that seemed like it was along the same lines. But somehow, you know, you just end up walking the path you're meant to walk.
You do, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that I'm doing something that I love to do, and I can hear by your voice you feel the same.
Yes, absolutely. So how did you come along the path? I mean, what did you do for work to pay the bills aside from psychology? How did you get into that world of thinking? What was your inspiration?
I guess I think that's just how my mind has always worked, to be honest with you. My first career was special education. I was a teacher, and probably about 5 minutes after I walked into my first classroom, I realized I was more of a counselor than I was a teacher. And so over the years, you know, I just became more and more interested in adding that element to what I do. So I did that. That was my second career. My third career is the energy healing that I do. Somehow I found a way to blend them all, so I love doing workshops and, you know, doing what I'm doing with you this evening. So I find that all those parts come together and in some kind of a way that feels really good and positive to me, and I think in a way that, you know, contributes.
So you're a special ed we call them paraeducators now. I started out as a special ed educator as well. My degree was in child psychology and development, and my goal was art therapy as I got older, and then I ended up in sales, but, you know, it all makes sense.
Well, I don't know. It kind of does. When you're a teacher, you're always selling learning, right?
Right? You're not pushing that learning. What were the experiences that you had that really drove you to pursue your psychology degree?
Well, I think it was the way I started out in life and all the things that I've had to overcome in my life. I was born to a single mom when she was a teenager in her bedroom of her parents' home with an old family doctor, because it was in West Virginia. It was out in the country on a farm. So I started out that way. My grandfather, my grandfather was an American Indian, a half American Indian, and so he lived from that philosophy all of his life, and he taught that philosophy to me, which is a very holistic approach to living, which is, you know, I'm a holistic therapist, and I feel that, you know, all of that thought process, the way of approaching life and death and approaching spirituality is a really great part of, you know, what I do as a counselor. And it really, I think, sets the tone for everything that I do with my clients. And the soul detective work that I do certainly is very compatible with that holistic, natural way of living and thinking.
Talk to us a little bit about what soul detective work is. I'm curious as all get out because, you know, my soul is elusive. I feel like Peter Pan sometimes when I'm chasing my shadow. tell us what that means.
Well, it's a funny term, but soul detective work sort of comes from several different modalities, really. There's a lot of guided imagery in it. It's a lot like shamanic work in some senses because you have the ability to look into past lives and future lives and current lives and to heal ancestors, heal your ancestral wounds and heal things that happened to you, you know, 2,000 years ago. And what I have discovered doing this work is how much of our present-day life is affected by things that we are not even partially conscious about. So much of our stress, so much of our thought processes, our likes and dislikes, you know, they came in with us through, you know, our parents' DNA and our grandparents' DNA, because that affects our life and who we are. We don't think about that. We just think of our parents, you know, the sperm and the egg and, you know, what our parents are like. And but it's so much more than that. Our ancestors play a tremendous role in who we are and our likes and dislikes. And so I love the soul detective work. I think it's very healing. When someone comes to me for that, I know, even if they've had years and years of trying to get through an issue or physical issues as well as spiritual and emotional issues, it gives a way of approaching that is so unique and so very intimate that it allows them to touch parts of themselves that they've never even knew existed. And it's very dynamic.
So give us an example of how that worked.
Oh, my goodness. Can you be more specific? Because it's, let me see. Well, if a person, say, came to me with a history of unexplained depression, they've tried everything. They've tried counseling. They've tried medication. Nothing works. And they can't think of anything in their life that's going on at the current moment or in their childhood that could be contributing to the depression. So, you know, the first thing I would do, I'd say, have you been to your doctor? Have you had certain things checked? You know, is your vitamin D at the right level? How's your cortisol? All those kind of things. But if everything's okay and nothing is working, then we have to start digging and asking a lot of questions to see what that might be. And so we can look at archetypal perceptions that the person might have. We can look at ancestors. There's a way that we can trace the family tree back generation after generation after generation to look to see where an issue might have begun and then approach it through, you know, lots of different techniques. We can use energy psychology to heal, but we can use many other things too. It depends on what each practitioner is competent with and comfortable with. But I use a lot of intuitive work in mine, in my healing. I do use energy psychology. I use guided imagery, use lots of different techniques that allow us to, and then the protocols are so very unique. They're worded in such a way that it immediately puts the client into an altered state of consciousness. So you're touching deeper things, things that you didn't even know that were there, that and answering questions that if you were in your normal waking state, you wouldn't be answering nearly the same way. So it just allows us to touch parts of a person that aren't available on a day-to-day work, life, you know, approach. So it's very fascinating work, very deep and very healing. I know personally because, you know, in certification you have to do your own work. And so I know that it's, imagine that. And it's changed my life. I've watched it, you know, create tremendous positive change in other people as well.
Very cool. I have to pause you because we have a sponsor this month, ASEA. ASEA is a great product, Pedialyte type product, and I need to give my sponsor that moment to have everybody hear them and hopefully call Teresa. Teresa's fabulous, and she'll actually be on the show to talk about her new book, How I Married a Murderer and Got Away with the Divorce Before Halloween. In about a month, she'll actually be on in July.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
And we're back with Living and Thriving with Rusty, or on Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and it's Sunday Fun Day, One Day, Oneness Day, Spiritual Day, and it's Father's Day here in the U.S. It's a day where we celebrate all the fathers, father-like people, grandfathers, uncles, single moms like me who have to be both men and women, have both roles, single dads who have to be mother and father. That it's very much a possibility. Any person in your life who takes charge in a fatherly way and guides you in a positive and loving manner, I give a big shout out to all of the loving fathers and individuals who have the father role. It's a great day to celebrate and give a big shout out and kudos and the appropriate recognition to all of the really hardworking dads out there. So grateful to you all. I am on the phone with Janet Nestor. She is author of Mindful Pathways, and she's talking about soul detective work. And as you know, I love that sort of stuff. And we're kind of digging into a little bit of what she likes to do and how it works fundamentally. But right now, Janet, I would love it if you actually plugged yourself shamelessly, tell people how to reach out to you and connect with you.
Oh, I would love to. I'm all over the Internet. You can find me on Facebook at Pathways to Wholeness. That's the name of my page, Pathways to Wholeness with Janet Nestor. And you can find me on Twitter, at Janet Nestor. That's my Twitter name. You can find me on LinkedIn and Pinterest. I have what I think is a really wonderful blog called mindfulpathways.com. I just put up a new post today, which is called Do Something, and it's I think it's a really inspirational post about taking a look at the reality of our lives and then doing something about it. So that's how you reach me. My books are, you can purchase them through Pathways to Wholeness. My second book, Nurturing Wellness Through Radical Self-Care, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Very cool. You have a very exciting life. I'm really enjoying being able to be a part of it for about a half an hour tonight, so thank you. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
So give me an idea. Say that, I don't know, I'm a single mom, so there's constant something going on in life and juggling, and I work four jobs and you know how it is. And ironically, I too was born to a teenage mother, and my great-grandfather was a Cherokee chief. So
wow.
I never actually met him, but that's the lineage. So it's really interesting how similar that is, isn't it?
It is. We probably have about four or five other conversations in us. The older I get, the more in tune that I am with my Native American heritage. And I've heard other people say the same thing. It's almost like you can feel it flowing through your veins. And it's just amazing. I've never met my natural father. I have met him spiritually through soul detective work, ironically, but true, and through channeling, which I have done with him a couple of times. And he was a Native American as well, and on a spiritual level, that's the information that I have, that he was a Native American too, and a shaman. And I feel that, and I know that while I have never interacted with him as a child or an adult, at least not that I remember, I know that he's been a part of my life, and I think that that's very special to know that, that a father, while not interacting in your life, can be with you at a spiritual level and guide you at a spiritual level or influence your life in positive ways from a spiritual level, and I feel that with him, and I have for a long time. And one of the things that happened, ancestral healings that I did, was with a great-grandmother who was an American Indian, and it was during the time when the Indians were being, American Indians were being pushed to the West, and her group had been hiding out in the mountains, and they perished there. And a whole community perished. And she, as one of the spiritual leaders of her group, had held that all of those men, women, and children in a group waiting for an ancestor to come along who could hear her and help them go home. And it was one of the most moving experiences I've ever had in my life. And when we were able to accomplish that through the soul detective work, I lost so much stress, I cannot even tell you. Stress that I did not even know was there, that had been pushing me and pushing me and pushing me to do this work, to do that work with her and for her community.
That's so amazing.
It is. It's a tremendous, it's an unbelievable story, and it sounds fictional, but it's true.
So we have about 5 minutes left of the show, and this is where I really allow the guests to talk about the inspirational messaging that you'd like to get out to over 200,000 listeners worldwide. This is an opportunity for you not only to express your motivational messaging, but also to inspire, no pressure, and to shamelessly plug yourself for the last time.
Oh, well, I appreciate this. You know, I knew you were going to ask me
cheated.
A message that I would like to leave, and I've really thought about it, and I think the thing that I want to say is that keep yourself in the moment and allow your plans to develop, your plans and your goals and your dreams to develop out of present moment consciousness rather than, you know, past and future consciousness. And if we can stay now focused in this moment, our decisions are easier, our clarity is more clear, and then we can accomplish things that we couldn't accomplish otherwise, like to get rid of the chaos in our life and to associate with people who lift us up and love us and support us and all the things that we need to do to find out who we are, find our joy and our laughter, and we can find that in the present moment. And living current moment really does keep us positive. It keeps us moving forward. It allows us to forgive. It allows us to break negative ties with individuals and issues and situations. So I think that's what I'd like to say. Keep yourself moving forward in a positive, forgiving, accepting way, forgiving of yourself, forgiving of others, by living currently, living in the present moment, and allowing yourself to be in touch with your own higher inner nature, and allowing yourself, if you're on a spiritual path, to be more closely affiliated, more closely in connection and communication with your spiritual family. I don't think there's any other way than to find your inner silence and move forward. So that's what
all right.
Mm-hmm.
And how does everybody reach out to you?
You can reach me on email at JanetNestor@gmail.com. You can reach me through the messaging contact link on mindfulpathways.com and make appointments with me. I do appointments over the phone and through Skype, and if you happen to live locally where I am, you know, sometimes I will see people in person depending on what's going on in their lives. But janetnester@gmail.com is the very easiest way to reach me, and the contact message through Mindful Pathways. And I answer my emails, I answer my phone calls and my messages, so I'd love to contact or have a conversation with anybody who's interested in my message and what I do.
Very cool. Well, Janet, I am so grateful that you were able to join us tonight here on Living and Thriving with Rusty and share your story with an international audience. And I hope the message gets out wide and far, and people are able to utilize your theology and your messaging to better enhance their lives. And I'm grateful. So big high fives to you, and I'd love to stay in touch and learn more about you as we go along.
Well, I really appreciate your invitation, and I've loved being with you. We have a lot in common, so we discovered that.
We do. We do. What are you local to me? Are you in New England?
I live part-time in the Annapolis, Maryland area, and the rest of the time in the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Gotcha. So you're kind of local. You're only about 7 hours away.
Yeah, I'm not far away at all. If I'm in Annapolis, I'm pretty close.
That's right. Well, many blessings to you and yours, and happy Mother's, Father's Day, Parents' Day, however it works and is appropriate to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking with you, Rusty.
I enjoyed you as well. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Listening to Living and Thriving. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we were so blessed to have author Janet Nester on as Mindful Pathways. I was grateful to hear her and learn more about her stories. So I love you all. You're all beautiful. You're amazing. I'm so glad we were able to walk this path together, and until Wednesday.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.